Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with Sister Amen.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're all doing well.
Yeah, we hope you're doing well.
You threw me off there for a minute again.
Today we went out and we street preached. We had a couple of different things we did. Mm-hmm. One was we went to a small town that was having a, I never heard of this before, a Christ bomb fest. I guess that's like a Christ tree fest or
like
something. Bomb means
yeah.
Tree in German. At a Lutheran church and school. So we went and stood outside there. It's like a craft fair, I think.
Yeah, they got like a bunch of vendors.
Christmas bazaar, whatever they call it. So we went out, we preached outside of that. And it didn't look very promising. Small town, we first got there. There wasn't much else going around in the area. So we decided to do that. But it got better because we preached there. And then we split up. We had our young brother with us. And we went downtown. There was a lot more people downtown.
Oh, yeah. The traffic goes right through the town. It's a puny little town. And it's not tons of traffic normally, but today it was like almost nonstop.
Today there was a lot
coming.
Of cars,
yeah.
A lot of people walking in and out of the stores.
Yeah, they were coming from the craft fair and walking downtown. And
so we'll start at the Lutheran church. Sister Amen and Brother Kuo were standing downtown on separate corners, and I said, I'm going to go back by the Lutheran church and stand there. So I did. I preached the gospel. I warned them about their man-made religion, and they called the police on me. And the police showed up, and I gave them the gospel, and it was all fine. I was on a public sidewalk, and that lasted about 2 minutes. I got a video of it. We'll put it up. And I told the officer, hey, love you. Thank you for your service. Let me know if you want to talk about the gospel. If not, I got to get back to my preaching. So I just went back to preaching. But yeah, they called the police on me, and I said, how hypocritical. They don't obey God's word, but they call the police and expect me to obey all of man's law.
Right.
Which I do. Mm-hmm. But that was interesting. So I got to preach there and didn't really have any good conversations. I think Brother Kuo, him and I switched back and forth a few times, and he had a couple of conversations with people. But then we went downtown and we're flying signs down there, and we had more conversations down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I actually had a really good conversation with...
like a young woman.
Oh, that one wasn't so good.
Well, it was a conversation.
Yeah.
She was dressed up like an elf.
Yeah, something like that. It wasn't good. Her dad was a pastor, and she didn't really care to hear what I had to say about the churches. Later on, there was another woman. She had a little girl, maybe about six, so maybe she was in her 30s. And she came by, she took a gospel card, and she said, I'm already a believer, or I love Jesus, or I'm a follower, whatever it was she said. She was actually kind of nice about it. Most of the women walking by were really snippy.
Yeah, they were not nice.
Yeah, and I said, then why haven't you repented and come out of the world? Now, most of the women were getting mad about that one, but she stopped and came back, and she said, what do you mean by that? And she, like, was really genuine about it. So we're talking for a little bit, and I asked her how long she'd been a believer. She said, 2 years. So I said, well, you are kind of relatively new, and I kind of helped her through the gospel and helped her distinguish lies versus what God's word says.
Yeah.
I even went into, you know, as I went through the gospel and she claimed to be born again, I said, you know, they're not even teaching you how to be a godly, holy woman. I said, either you haven't gotten there or maybe you're in rebellion over that. And she kind of looked at me like, okay, that might be a reason.
Yeah.
And so we had a pretty good conversation. We talked about few. And her little daughter knew that only 2 out of 600,000 came out of to go
wow.
into the promised land.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, she guessed too. I don't know if she knew it or she guessed it. But I walked through how many people got off the ark, how many people left Sodom and Gomorrah. And when I got to that, the little girl said 2. And her mom was like, she was pretty engaged. So I was really happy about that one.
And then you talked to a modern pastor's wife.
Oh, yeah. She came by and she, it was a real brief, fast tornado type conversation to where, I gave her a few things to think about, sharp rebuke, and then I pretty much cut her off and said, you need to repent. I told her, I said, your husband needs to step down and he needs to repent. He doesn't even have his house in order, doesn't even need or know how to teach his wife, her, how to be a godly, holy woman. And she was strange. She was kind of laughing like a hyena, but she was mad. And then she was yelling down the street about legalism and things like that or whatever, but I didn't spend much time on her because it was clear to see she was a mocker.
Yeah, the best conversation had to be that older woman that was a Sunday school teacher.
Yeah, she said she'd been in the faith since she was 14. She's 44, and Yeah, she was kind of, she was listening, maybe kind of, she was like one of them really nice people that kind of pushes back on things in a really nice way. But she did pick out her phone. I told her to record a couple of the scripture verses that she wasn't really, she never heard of before.
Yeah.
And so she did, and yeah, that one was kind of promising.
Her aunt was there and kind of playing like the devil's worker, trying to pry her away from us. And
yep.
her other friend, when I told her that godly people live different than the culture, and I mentioned head covering, and she said, oh, that's in the Old Testament. And I said, no, it's in 1 Corinthians 11. She went away and she read it and she came back. She goes, that doesn't even apply to me. And they were very feminist, the other women that were with this lady, but she was nicer. And I hope some of that truth went deep in her.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told her, send me an email. I'd love to help her out. But yeah, I'll tell you what. The women going by there.
What did we hear a lot? We heard this. Covered by the blood of Jesus. And they walk by.
Or, I got it.
Yeah.
And almost every single woman that confirmed that they were of a follower of Christ, or they got it, or they're sealed, they're saved. Whatever it was that they said, I would ask each one of them, then why haven't you repented and come out of the world?
Yeah.
I could clearly see they didn't look like and act like
my sister. They don't have the fruit.
Nope. And some of them, and some of the husbands also gave vulgar gestures and proved that they
A couple of people said they were Christians who were flipping me off behind their back, holding their finger up behind their back.
That's exactly what they were doing to me too, yeah.
One man walked by and says, Drummond, and went to give him a gospel card, and he said, no thank you, got it. And he walked by, and I said, sir, if you have the gospel, why don't you come share it with me? What is the gospel to eternal life, sir? He goes, don't have time right now. And I watched him, and he walked about 10 feet and went into, with his wife, into a little bistro coffee shop. And I said, the cares of the world are going to sweep you away, sir. You care about that more than the gospel? And he just took his hand and shook
me. He actually said yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. He said, yes, I do. I care more about the things of the world than the gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we heard a lot of that today from a lot of people claiming to be Christians. They got it. They're under the blood. And we just lovingly called them out to turn from those ways, because we know that the culture and their modern pastors aren't going to do that. So we love their souls enough to just kind of point them in the right direction. I would say the best thing that happened to me today out there street preaching, other than being able to glorify God, which is always awesome, I'm standing there with Sister Ummins talking to that other lady for like 20 minutes, and this young woman, maybe 20 years old, comes walking by, and I just said, would you like a gospel card? And she said, yes, I would. She took it. She was looking at it, and I said, do you go to a church? Do you belong to a church? She goes, no, I don't. I said, that's good. And I preached the gospel to her quickly. She took the card, and I said, you got to follow Christ and come out of the world, or you will lose your soul. I said, we care for our neighbor. And she like looked at me with this intent, and she was like, well, thank you very much. I'm going to look into this. I really appreciate it. And she walked away. And it's like those moments when you reach people. Another younger woman, teenager, took a card from me and thanked me. So it's like those moments when we touch people's lives with the truth of the gospel. It's very rewarding.
Yeah, that reminds me. You remember that guy that came by me and gave me a fist pound on the other side of the street?
Yep.
He come walking by, really, really rough-looking guy.
And I smoking asked him, and tattoo covered.
He came over and he was smiling. I said, would you like a gospel card? He said, I sure would. And he took it, and I asked his wife or girlfriend, whoever she was. She was rough, too. She's like, no. She said a cuss word and no and followed after him. They walked around, and as he was coming back, he said, thank you so much, and he gave me a fist pound.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, and then he kind of nodded and walked off, and I thought, there you go. Maybe light and dark right next to each other. It's those, like you're saying, it's those times right there. You're like, I wonder if that stuff's really going deep in them.
Yeah, it could be a year from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, that they come to themselves, and they might remember the people in the street that gave them the gospel. So it's just neat. We get to, we can't do that just sitting in our van or sitting on a homestead somewhere. We go out into the world to get into these people's lives, bring the gospel up, tell of what Christ did, and get to hand them the truth that could change their eternity. It's really awesome.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing this for quite a while, and most things don't faze me. You know, you just go out there, you do it. But today I had a couple glimpses, because the corner that I was standing on, you were there for a little bit too, it's kind of tight. I was smushed up against a railing trying to let people walk by, and they have to get kind of close to wait to get across the road there. Yeah. I wasn't blocking anything. I gave them as much room as I could. But it was really weird, because if you're preaching to people and they're like maybe a foot away from you. Their face is like real close to you. Yeah. And they'll walk by and look you in the eye when you're talking about the things of God. And then they just keep walking.
It puts a real human.
Yeah. They're not even arm's length away. Yeah. They're like right in your space because every, you know, the people are trying to get by. And then they sit there and look at you like, or they just kind of walk by and you're like so close to yeah. them. It's just kind of surreal. I just yeah. had that moment today. I don't normally have them. Normally I just go and do, but I was like, wow.
Yeah.
The deadness.
We like
know?
To put ourselves right out there in the path, broad path of destruction and call people out of the world and remind them that the churches are lying to them. So, yeah. So it was a good morning. We got those two preaches we got to put up yet. And,
yeah, we're behind a couple.
We're down about four preaches we have to get put up. We've just been so busy. And then when we got done from there, we drove back and Sister Amin made us lunch. And Brother Koo and I. What was for lunch was grilled cheese and soup. It was good. It was cold out today, so that tasted good.
I got to tell a quick story. So on our way back, Brother Tupo stopped at the gas station and I jumped in the back of the van and I was throwing some dry goods together. Poured the water in there, and then I put it in my little cook pot, and yeah. then I put it up in the front so it could
by
start rehydrating
yeah.
on our way back there. So.
Yeah, you got to think ahead.
Yeah, I was laughing about that.
Brother Koo and I went, I took my little electric chainsaw, and we went into some woods over by the park, and we cut up a bunch of firewood. I needed to fill the back. I got a woodshed in the back of the van.
That's awesome.
We had to fill up the woodshed in the van, and then him and I had a really nice fire. And Sister Amin was working in the van, and him and I got to sit there and talk about the things of God. So that was awesome. The fire felt really good and warmed us up. So that was pretty awesome. We got to talk about some things of God. It's really awesome to be able to go out and street preach with these young believers. He's a brand new believer of about 4 months, but he's striving. He's got a hunger to go out and tell people the word of God. So that's really awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty incredible
to see young lives transformed
yeah.
by the gospel. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we jumped on the phone tonight with some brothers, and we went over, let's see, I did a teaching on examining and proving yourself. So that was really good. And one of the brothers read Revelation chapter 1, because we're going to be doing a verse-by-verse on that soon, going through the book of Revelation. And we talked about a whole bunch of different topics, but the family that's coming from Canada made it into America.
Praise God, they made it across the border.
Yep, made it across the border.
Working their way here.
They had a minor detail with their van, but they got kind of partly repaired. They got to finish the repair on it, but they're working their way towards us. So good Lord willing, they should be here before the Thanksgiving holiday next week
yeah.
that the world celebrates. And so we're looking forward to that. And so, yeah, it was a good day.
What else did I do today?
What else did you do today, Sister Amin?
I had a picnic table.
Oh, yeah. So I got pictures. We'll put a picture up at the top of the edification page.
Yeah, I was able to measure out some panels for some long untucked shirt, tunic, panel, whatever you want to call it. I got to read.
They're not tunics. They're long untucked shirts.
Yeah. I have to work on Brother Tupo's, some of his. And yeah. then he found a couple shirts that I get to add to. So
that's awesome.
Lord willing, maybe.
Tomorrow.
I might be able to use one of my sewing yep. machines if we go to the locker, if it works out that way.
Yep.
I don't know how that's going to do, but yep. we'll figure that out. We'll see when we get to that point. But, you know,
yeah,
one thing I've learned, sisters, as we go about our lives here, we might think about, well, tomorrow we might plan to do this or that, and we may get none of it done, and other things will get done. So
yeah.
I learned to be flexible.
Yeah, it's true. One brother was talking about the brother that's traveling. He had to overcome his flesh on something that happened today with the van. Their van having a mechanical issue. And he talked about, he was rejoicing that God tested him. He feels like he passed the test. He overcame it. He didn't get in the flesh, and he was able to give the gospel to the mechanic that was trying to help him. He said if he would have got in his flesh, he would have missed that chance. So he was rejoicing that he overcame his flesh, and he didn't get disappointed, and just learning how to trust God in all situations. So that was pretty cool.
Right. We all go through that.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it awesome. Is kind of interesting when you're living in your van and you don't have anywhere to go. It's your house.
Yeah.
You really got to lay your flesh down, you know, if something goes wrong or if something.
Yeah, when was the last time your house broke down?
yeah.
Our house can break down, and then we either got to go, we got to stay in the van at the repair shop, or we got to go find somewhere else to stay.
Or if a car ran into your house.
Yep, your house, yeah, your house could be destroyed by a car, and then you don't have a house anymore. So
I would have to kill my flesh a little bit, but I'd get over it.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll deal with that when it comes to
it's just a temporary world.
Yeah.
We're only here to do the works of the Lord and get by.
But yeah, so that that was pretty much our day. And then tomorrow we plan on, good Lord willing, going out and standing outside of church.
Yep.
With Brother Kuo. He's here van camping with us.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Shine the light tomorrow. And then we'll go to our locker tomorrow, get a bunch of stuff done. And so, yeah, that was pretty much our day.
Yeah, it was a nice full packed day.
It was.
Yeah. We'll have to catch up on our uploads in the days coming ahead.
Yep, get our uploads caught up. And yeah, it's all good. We'll have a bunch of edification stuff on our daily page. So you can check that out there. Sister Amma, do you have a scripture verse for us today?
I do. Hold on one second.
What are you
going to
share with us today?
You know what? It's really simple. I thought about this while we're on the street. And I just picked this one. There's another one I might end up reading tomorrow. We'll see. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about that today on the street when I'm watching all these women. Well, there was men too, but watching all the women walk by. And I'm not saying that in a way that I'm better than them, because that used to be me.
Yeah.
But they can be set free too.
Oh, yeah. If they have ears to hear and eyes to see, they can be set free.
Amen.
That's why we go. That's what I was telling a brother. We don't look at the world and condemn them and call out their sin. We preach the gospel to them. Yeah, the people that claim Christ, oh yeah, we got to hold them to God's word, tell them to repent. But the world that's not claiming Christ, we just bring the gospel to them and see if they'll turn and come and seek him.
Right.
Amen. That's all. That's our job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a verse, several verses. 1 Peter 5:6-11. I like this verse. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered for a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
Amen.
It's not the verse you read the other day, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Because I heard that word establish.
Maybe the end part.
Maybe you read the last part.
I don't remember, but it's good to hear it again.
I thought that was interesting how it talks about casting all your cares upon him and humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he'll exalt you in due time. Wait upon God. Get under God's word, obey it, and then wait upon God. That's our charge. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
Anything else, Sister Amma?
Love to the saints. Hope you're all striving on, and we're here to help you.
Yeah, amen. Check out all of our resources, the gospel most of all. We'll get those preaches up, and pretty soon we're going to be headed down the gospel road, headed south. Lots of preaching to come.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to it. Why do we want to preach? Well, we're commanded to. Preach means public crier, not a guy in a wooden box on a Sunday in a building. And the world is lost and dying, and it needs the light and the truth of Christ, and we are the ones that are going to bring it. The Bible says, who will go? And we said, send us, Lord.
Oh, yes, I love that.
Send us, Lord. So we decided to go. So we're looking forward to going once again.
Amen.
Well, we go all the time, but going south once again.
Right.
It's a little later than normal, but we'll be headed south, and lots of preaching to come.
Yep, amen.
All right. Hold fast, strive for the kingdom. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we love you all.
May God be praised.
Amen, Sister Amma.